Revelations and Shortcomings. It is useless to boast, but if I have to, I will go on to some visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a certain Christian. 14 years ago, he was taken up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. But I know that this man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows, was taken up to paradise, where he heard words that cannot be told, things which humans cannot express. Of that man I can indeed boast, but of myself I will not boast except of my weaknesses. If I wanted to boast, it would not be foolish of me, for I would speak the truth. However, I better give up, lest somebody think more of me than what is seen in me or heard from me. Lest I become proud after so many and extraordinary revelations, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a true messenger of Satan, to slap me in the face. 3 times I prayed to the Lord that it leave me, but he answered, "My grace is enough for you. My great strength is revealed in weakness. Gladly then will I boast of my weakness, that the strength of Christ may be mine."